Well, good morning and welcome back. So great to have you here on the Faith Radio Network this Friday morning. Millions of people around the world don't have the ability to read or write, even in their own native language. And because of that, they can't read the Bible. Well, there is a ministry who has been reaching out to those people for many years now and does some marvelous work. It's called Faith Comes by Hearing. And joining us here in the studio to talk about this ministry is Annette Jackson and Michelle Seymour. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're wonderful.
All right, Annette, I have to ask you how Faith by Hearing originally got started so many years ago.
Well, in the 1970s, the cassette was popular. And for the first time, great speakers, Christian speakers all over the world, were being recorded on cassette. And so cassette libraries were started, and homes, offices, churches. Then a discovery was made that a lot of people, even here in the States, loved to listen. They were listening to these messages, but had no real good knowledge of the scriptures. So the American Bible Society had the New Testament and the Old Testament done on records for the blind. So we got those records and permission to use them on cassettes. And so we started promoting, have you listened to the Bible? And so that's basically how it got started.
And then, Michelle, tell us how the ministry began to move overseas.
Well, we credit that with, as Annette said, here we were speaking, you know, reaching out to the U.S. church, thinking that was kind of our mission field and that was the end of it, until some people from overseas came to us and they said, hey, they literally said, that's not fair, because people in the U.S. have access to Bibles and all kinds of things in their language. We have nothing. It was actually a gentleman from Ghana, Africa. He said, we have nothing. And then he just wouldn't leave us alone until we got the word recorded and available for the people in his community. And we started to learn about orality. And as you spoke of earlier, illiteracy. So 50 to 70% of the world is either functionally illiterate or they're just oral people. They live and learn much like they did in the way and in the time of Jesus. Jesus didn't come handing out books. He came telling stories so that people could understand the kingdom of God.
The oral tradition, of course, is so critical to passing on the faith, passing on traditions. And in all of these countries that you are in now, people are able to hear God's word in their own language. And you have teams that actually go out, and do they work with native speakers? Do they learn the language? They do it similar to what the Wycliffe Bible translators do. How do you operate in these places where Americans just frankly don't understand or don't know the language?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's one of the things that's so amazing about this ministry. You really get to see the body of Christ working together. It's always nationals. So we don't send people from the U.S. into the country. We work with the nationals that are already there. They go into a village. Annette was actually the first person at age 55 to go out, travel several places, you know, all over the world and start these recordings. So she would work with nationals who knew the language, and they would set up a little recording studio. And the very people in the village are the ones who would end up being the voices on the Bible they would later listen to.
Annette, where was the first place that you traveled?
Well, the first place was safe, Australia. Then England. Then the big adventure was India. But one of the things that's happening right now with all the wars and turmoils, well, anytime there's a war in your country, the schools are wiped out. Actually, it'll be two generations of people that won't go to school. So that generation will be oral, totally oral. Then the other thing we discovered was when we were on the Hopi and Navajo reservation, they had the Bible, but they didn't read very well. So when they would hear it in English, then it became the white man's God. And one of the amazing things we found is when people heard Jesus speaking their language, then he became their God. because he could speak their language. That meant that he could listen to them and he could answer their prayers.
I had no idea that you were active on Indian reservations in the United States. And the fact is, there really has been a real resurgence, a real spiritual rebirth among many Native Americans on these reservations, hasn't there?
Yes. The Navajos are famous for tent meetings. They love to get together. And then if they have a relative that can't drive the 10 or won't drive the 10 or 20 miles into town, they hire a tent, put it next to their hogan, and then they can't get away. They're very evangelistic.
Have you actually been to some of these reservations and interacted with any of the Indian chiefs?
Well, actually, they have a government just almost like we do. And yes, the Hopi and the Navajo.
In fact, Bill, that was Annette and Jerry's early ministry before Faith Comes by Hearing, back in the, what year was it, Annette?
1969.
They ended up being traveling missionaries on the Hopi and Navajo reservations.
So that's where you developed your real passion for sharing the gospel with these Native Americans.
Yes, and you walk into the library in the church, and here's all the Bibles there, and you go, why are these Bibles here? You know, and I'm ready to put them in my arms and take them out. No, because they couldn't speak the language. The missionaries had handed them out. They ended up on the ledge in their house, along with the kachinas and all the other stuff, little cornmeal sprinkled on top, and it just became another good luck charm.
Interesting.
And we found the same thing happened in Ghana. They had a surgency, the Bible Society. Bibles were being bought, and they were going, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. Somebody decided to check it out, and someone was preaching about laying your house on a good foundation. And so before they built the home, they bought four Bibles and put in the four cornerstones.
That which is great, but you're not reading it, right?
You got the message. You got the message.
Oh, man. So hearing the Bible on tape, on CD, or through digital audio, Michelle, has changed the lives of so many people around the world. Can you tell us a few stories of how Faith Comes by Hearing has been working and just some of the exciting victories that you've seen?
Yes, it's amazing, and we hear stories every day from all over the world. One of my favorite stories I like to share, I think as a woman, this just really impacts me. This just shows you the power of God's word. Morgan Jackson is one of Annette's sons. He's our senior vice president, and he was visiting early on when we started recording the heart language, and there's 7,000 languages, Bill. In the world. So this is a big job. And Morgan, we heard from these international people, we said, there's no way we can ever do that. And there was a wonderful people in Peru, in the mountains there, and they spoke a version of Quechua, one of the dialects. And so we recorded it. And then Morgan went down to prove to them they really didn't need the Bible in Quechua. They could have it in Spanish and that would be good enough. Well, he soon learned differently as he traveled from village to village and said, tell me about the audio Bible. Are there any stories that really impact the people? And time after time, they would say, it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. And if you recall, you know, that was that story where the woman had been sick for 12 years. So here we have Jesus, a respected teacher, a rabbi, walking through this village. We have a woman who shouldn't even been out of her house, much less in a public setting like this. She and Jesus are from two different people groups. She's obviously a woman who has no business, you know, reaching out to this respected teacher, but she does. So she reaches out, she touches the edge of his garment, and the women that are listening to the story just start weeping. And so what we come to find out is, this people group had lived in the mountains in Peru, and they were being persecuted and by a guerrilla warfare group. And they would go down to the bottom of the mountains, and they would reach out to the people with the church, the religious people, and they would say, can we use your church? We know you worship on Sunday, but can we just use it on Saturday? You know, we just want a safe place. And the religious people would say, no, you're filthy. You speak the language of monkeys and dogs. Mm. We don't want you in our buildings.
Mm.
So back to the Bible listening. They're hearing this story about the woman touching Jesus, the religious leader, you know, his garment, and they know what's going to happen. The whole room, there's a hush, and they just shrink back, if you can imagine it, because they're picturing themselves at the bottom of the hill reaching out to a religious person. And if they touched him, what would happen would be he would turn to them and say, "Get your filthy hand off me, dog." And instead, they hear the voice of Jesus saying, "My daughter." And the word in Quechua for daughter is like beloved. It's such a special and sweet word. All of a sudden, that's how they get to recognize Jesus.
Oh, that is beautiful. And I'm sure there are many, many stories like that where the Bible stories, the Bible lessons reaching across cultures through the work of this wonderful ministry. We are talking to a couple of ladies with Faith Comes by Hearing, Annette Jackson and Michelle Seymour, here on the Faith Radio Network. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Good morning and welcome back. It's a Friday here at the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer, and so great to have you with us. My guests, Annette Jackson and Michelle Seymour, with a wonderful ministry called Faith Comes by Hearing. They're going to be part of a women's conference going on at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, right here in the St. Paul, Minnesota area this weekend. And Michelle, one of the things that Faith Comes by Hearing got involved in a couple of years ago, which I just think is so cool, is a special outreach to the U.S. military, to men and women who are serving our country, bravely serving our country, both at home and abroad. Tell us about the Bible Sticks.
Yes, my pleasure. This happened, again, much like learning how to do international languages and the importance for that. Some chaplains came to us and let us know that we had an opportunity, because sometimes they didn't, to share the Bible, to share the Word of God in an audio format for all of these men and women that are deployed. And so what we're able to do, we worked with the military to develop a special device. It's always distributed through chaplains. They're very careful not to proselytize. And so we just want to make sure that there's always one available should a man or woman ask for it. And I just heard someone say the other day, he said, "This is not just a piece of equipment. This is hope."
What is it? What is the Bible Stick?
It's a tiny little dedicated MP3 player. It's about the size of a pack of gum. It's battery powered. They can put earbuds in and they can actually listen to it even while they're on duty. They'll put one earbud in. We get pictures all the time that are really fun. Every branch of service, and sometimes if they don't even have enough to distribute, one person will have one earbud in, the other person will have the other earbud in, and they're listening.
Does it have the entire Bible on it, or the New Testament, or what's on there?
It has the New Testament and selected Psalms. And so, Bill, it has been such a powerful tool. Not only we're learning now, because of this series of difficulties that we're having with our military, as you know, they're deployed and deployed again, multiple deployments. So we're dealing with that. We're also dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. And so we're reaching out more and more to vets in the U.S. as well.
You know, that is so wonderful. And obviously, those men and women who have served our country so bravely, and many of them injured on the battlefield, they've got emotional scars. You mentioned PTSD, and there's the traumatic brain injury syndrome, which so many have suffered with that have come out of the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan with the IEDs. How beautiful that you are able to present God's word to them in this little compact MP3 player the size of a pack of gum. Can they actually access different parts of the scripture on this player? How does it work?
They can advance it. Everything that we have is very simple to operate, because typically we're working with oral people, you know, that can't necessarily read. So there's always just simple advance buttons, a forward and a rewind and the pause and volume. And so they can make their way through the scripture in that way, and they can pause it and then it will pick up again where they last were.
What are you hearing from chaplains about the impact of this ministry on military bases?
Well, one of my favorite stories is a chaplain who will say, if a man or woman comes to him and they can't sleep at night, he'll say, let me make you a deal. I want to give you this Bible. I want you to play it before you go to sleep every night. And if it doesn't help you get to sleep, then you can bring it back to me, no questions asked, and I'll take you out to lunch. And he always says, we've never had one returned.
That is so cool. Now, you've also got a Bible app that you have developed. Is that true?
Yes. You know, earlier we were talking about these proclaimer devices, which are smaller than a shoebox, but basically are the Bible for the whole village. 500 to 1,000 people can hear it. So we went, Annette was talking about cassettes. We went from cassette to these dedicated devices like proclaimers to now digital. And so from your smartphone, you can download for free the app Bible.is. And I love to tell people, this will make you a missionary from the palm of your hand. You don't even need to leave the greater area of Minneapolis-St. Paul, because you are going to come in contact with people that speak other languages. So you download the app, and all of a sudden, you have over 1,000 Bibles in the palm of your hand.
That is so beautiful. Well, we appreciate you, ladies, and this incredible ministry that you're involved with. Faith Comes by Hearing. Michelle, what's happening this weekend on the campus of the University of Northwestern St. Paul?
Oh, we are so excited to be back. Our second year as a sponsor. We'll have a booth there. We'll be sharing a little bit more about the ministry, but very exciting for me. Annette will be sharing at a workshop, and she just has amazing stories of faith, 55 plus years of walking with the Lord. And so she is a treat and someone you want to come hear from.
Well, Annette, we are so excited that you're going to be speaking to these young women and some older women, too, this weekend, sharing stories of God's faithfulness to your ministry.
When you go out by yourself and record languages, I have a husband I depend on, and he's great. But then suddenly you have to depend on God, and he does take care of us. There's so many miracles that I get to share on that. The Lord is there for us, takes care of us, directs and guides us. And if we'll listen, we're going to have a wonderful life. And in fact, I think life is starting all over at 80. God bless you.
That is beautiful. God bless you. Annette and Michelle, thank you so much for your time, and may the Lord continue to bless you in your ministry.